One of my many blessings I receive by virtue of being your minister is journeying together, being able to support efforts to bring more love and justice to this hurting world, being able to practice and live into our Unitarian Universalist values that centers love. All faith traditions call us to be in solidarity with and lift up those in need. This is how we show unconditional love, to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to visit those in prison, and to provide shelter to those who need it. This is how we teach our children how to love and how to make a difference in the world. This congregation has been a loving shelter for many, many years. Through our social justice ministry teams, we support both Sophia's Way and Porch Light. This morning, we are blessed to have the opportunity to make real our commitment to justice and to centering love by supporting our community partner, Porch Light. Please help me welcome Porch Light staff, Tom and Priya. There's Tom and Priya. And please help me to thank our own East Shore volunteers, Peggy, Doug, Margo, Mike, Carrie, Carol, Bob, Bert, Beth, John, among many other volunteers. Thank you. Your work is a blessing. During my first year here, the number of volunteers for what used to be congregations for the homeless was dwindling, and we worried. But this year has seen a rise in the number of people showing up to donate money, their time, doing grocery shopping, making sandwiches, contributing with a winter clothing drive, and hosting our Porch Light guests. Last year, I volunteered making sandwiches, and it felt like it was so little. But that's what I could do. This year, I was braver, and I signed up to be a host. I didn't know what I was supposed to do, but I cooked a meal, and what a wonderful experience it was just to sit and do deep listening and laugh and eat and share stories. I left that evening feeling blessed and more human, and I am so grateful for that opportunity. And I will keep doing it, not just because it feels good, but it does make a difference, not just to the people we serve, but in ourselves. I could feel my heart growing bigger and more joyful. I don't know what it is to sleep on the street or to be separated from my family in order to have access to a shelter. I know a little bit about the pain of losing home because I'm an immigrant. I know a little bit about losing home after a painful divorce. I know a little bit about having to hide that in shame. Being a seminarian in one of the wealthiest universities, Harvard, while working in a hotel as a housekeeper so that I could hopefully have a bed to sleep in if they weren't all taken. But that was temporary, and it lasted only a couple of months. And when my classmates and my professors noticed me carrying all my possessions in plastic bags, staying at the library until it closed because it was warm, when they noticed that I was sleep deprived, stressed, and anxious. They helped. They helped, and they did not make me feel ashamed. In the process of helping me, they restored my dignity. They restored my faith. I could now think about the future, and I could dream again. I could graduate and know that my success was largely in part due to their kindness and compassion, kindness of friends and strangers alike who contributed to a collection to help me pay my first month's rent and the deposit. Today, I am more committed than ever to join forces with community organizations like Porch Light to hopefully make a difference and bring to this solidarity network our humanity, our best selves, to give of ourselves with pride and joy. The joy of meeting people who bring out the best in us, who remind us to be grateful for community, to be hopeful, and to keep on dreaming, especially during hard times. I welcome the chance to pay it forward. Someone was there for me when I needed them. Now it's my turn. Someone was once my shelter. Now it's my turn to be the shelter for someone, a shelter of unconditional love. Later on, we'll sing. In the shelter of each other, we are open. We are dreaming. We are wise. Amen.